Jamaica Productivity Center intensifies drive to increase national output and government to establish downtown Kingston as a tourist destination. You're tuned into House Matters. Welcome and thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. The Jamaica Productivity Center, JPC, will be undertaking a number of initiatives this fiscal year as it steps up its drive to build a culture of productivity among Jamaicans. Minister of Labor and Social Security, Shaheen Robinson, says focus will be placed on influencing behavioral change through the provision of capacity building and customized productivity solutions to private and public sector entities.
The Productivity Center will also target micro, small and medium enterprises and provide them with productivity audits, benchmarking information and assistance to implement recommendations.
In addition, training workshops will be staged across the island to facilitate knowledge sharing among various stakeholders. The Labour Minister, who was making her contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday, said the JPC will be expanding its Be Productive and Prosper campaign targeted at students. Mrs. Robinson says the interventions are expected to positively impact profitability, competitiveness, economic growth, job creation, and wage rates. The Employment Agencies Regulation Act is being reviewed to ensure that it remains relevant and takes into account new job recruitment practices. The Act, among other things, makes provision for the licensing, regulation, and control of employment agencies on the island. Minister of Labour and Social Security, Shaheen Robinson, told the House of Representatives on Tuesday that the Employment Agencies Unit is working to enforce the Act and apply punitive sanctions where regulations have been breached. She notes that while private employment agencies play a vital role in facilitating the placement of thousands of Jamaicans in viable job opportunities, there are some agencies and persons who take advantage of vulnerable job seekers. Mrs. Robinson says most of the agencies act within the provisions of the law, noting that an up-to-date list of compliant operators is available on the ministry's website. Since May 2016, applications for three new business process outsourcing companies have been approved, which will provide employment for approximately 12,000 persons. This was disclosed by Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz. Mr. Vaz was making his contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday. He says the jobs are not just entry-level, but will require technical staff at the middle and upper end so that university graduates can be suitably employed. In the meantime, Mr. Vaz told parliamentarians that a free zone council has been appointed. The council will approve free zone applications, including BPOs. Additionally, he says in the next few weeks, an announcement will be made regarding the date when the Special Economic Zone, SEZ Act, will take effect.
This will allow for a new flow of investments in Jamaica and a new approach to attracting investments while ensuring that investors make a meaningful contribution to Jamaica's growth and development plans.
SEZs are geared at ensuring that the benefits of the economic activity are felt throughout the country. The SEZ Act was passed in January 2016 as a key plank in Jamaica's strategy to establish itself as a logistics-based economy. And Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, says the government plans to establish downtown Kingston as a tourist destination. Mr. Vaz made the disclosure during his sectoral presentation in the House of Representatives on June 28. He says the government has reviewed the boundaries, establishing the area for urban renewal benefits to local and overseas investors.
We have expanded the development area to encompass the outer sections of Kingston and Port Royal. This is expected to boost efforts for the rejuvenation of downtown Kingston and address the problem of urban blight.
A proposal is being reviewed by the Development Bank of Jamaica for the expansion of Kingston as a cruise ship destination. The proposal includes the construction of a cruise ship pier and the revitalization and restoration of Kingston's downtown and harborfront areas, along with existing places of interest to a world-class standard to attract cruise ship lines. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.